Good morning. We want to clarify the issur of lifnei brachos shetein mikshol in general, and then see how it applies to the discussion which we're having right now. So the Torah says lifnei brachos shetein mikshol, which Chazal understand that does not mean to physically put a stumbling block in front of a person who's physically blind, which would be the simple understanding. Do not, in front of a person who's an iver, a person who's blind, do not put a mikshol, something which will cause them to stumble. Chazal, look at the pasuk. It says, "Lifnei brachos shetein mikshol." You should not give. The word "shetein" means to give. If it means to put a stumbling block in front of them, the Torah would have said the word "loisosim." Do not place. So the Torah does not mean putting a stumbling block. There's a shadow in the Mori Mitzvahs. Menachos Chinuch actually raises the question. He's not even clear if a person put a physical stumbling block in front of a blind person, whether the person would transgress. The Severa, obviously, it's inappropriate. He's over some form of law. He's irritating people, etc. Does he have this love? He's not sure. So the Torah means that a person has to be take a person who's blind in an area, a person who's not doesn't have a clarity to see something properly. Do not put it, give them a stumbling block. So does this prohibition only apply in a scenario where I want to cause the person to stumble? Or does this apply even in a scenario where I have no interest at all in the person doing the Avera, by the fact that I am providing the opportunity, I'm overly lifnei brachos shetein mikshol. So the word kedushin says, if a father hits a child over a certain age, he's overly lifnei brachos shetein mikshol. Why is that? Because the child might hit him back. So at a young age, if a father hits a child, whether it's appropriate or not, but the father hits the child, the child's not going to hit back. As the child gets older, at some point the child might become so enraged that he will hit back. So the Gemara says he's over lifnei brachos shetein mikshol. So the Chofetz Chaim, in his Sefer Chofetz Chaim and the Halachas of Lashon Hara, when he discusses the different issurim involved, he points out that clearly over here the father had no interest of the child hitting him back. He wasn't doing it in order that the child should hit him back. He wasn't trying to tempt the child to hit him back. He wasn't trying to entice the child. He was not in any way trying to make the child do that Avera. But by presenting a situation where there's a possibility that a person will do the Avera, that is enough to say the person will transgress the issur of putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. The child, because he might get upset, will act in a certain sense of that situation, not thinking. That's what we describe as a blind person who will not really see this situation properly. He will act improperly because of that. So by facilitating that avera, he's not really able to see the initial. Now, this is true that even though the child theoretically could hit the father otherwise, but the chances of that are being increased by the action of the father. So that's also called lifnei brachos shetein mikshol. The child might be upset that the father hit him, but he probably would not do that until the situation arises. So from this Gemara, we have a very important understanding of lifnei brachos shetein mikshol. Taking that concept and applying it elsewhere, we could apply it to situations where a person is doing something on their own, ignoring, not trying to tempt anybody, but because they're presenting a possibility of doing something wrong, that's their responsibility. So we Jews in general need to take into consideration other people's actions. That's part of what it means to be a practicing Jew. I cannot do things and say that it's my responsibility just to myself. I have to take other people into consideration, whether they're acting properly or improperly, that I have responsibility. Second question, which you have to clarify in lifnei brachos shetein mikshol, is does one transgress this aveira if the other person doesn't react wrongly? So let's say the child does not hit the father. If the child hits the father, clearly the father has caused the child to stumble. He's, by hitting the child, he's enraged the child. The child hit him back. The child was over the veer of hitting his father. So he's caused the child to stumble. He's over lifnei brachos shetein mikshol. What about if the child does not hit him back? Is he over lifnei brachos shetein mikshol? So the Pasha's understanding of the Gemara, and this is how it's understood in Halacha, even if the individual does not actually transgress and stumble, you've put the stumbling block in front of him. So you've put a stumbling block in front of him. You've done your Avera. So whether he responds in kind is irrelevant. The last point I want to clarify is Let's say the Rebbeinu Yonah brings this halacha down. He says there are two dinim which are based on Chazal. There's one causing somebody to stumble in a to an avera, and the second issue is giving bad advice. Nothing to do with averas. If I suggest to somebody buy this certain type of car, and I know that it's not a good, that it's a bad idea, but I know that maybe what motivation I have to do it. But I know he's going to listen to me, so I'm causing him to stumble into something which is not good for him. So this issue is not limited only to averus. So what about if I cause a person to do an issur d'rabbanan? So the Stechemen brings multiple poskim who say that if I am machshel somebody in an issur d'rabbanan, I am over an issur d'raisa, because it's bad advice. It's good advice to listen to the Chachamim. That the Torah wants you to listen to the Chachamim. So if I'm causing a person to not listen to the Chachamim, at least I'm giving him bad advice, and possibly I'm also causing him to be nichshol in an avera, the avera of not listening to the Chachamim. So he is would be over in issur d'rabbanan, and I, by doing so, would be over in issur d'raisa. Excuse me. So we have the theory is not because that, you know, even if the person obviously is doing something wrong, and it's my responsibility, if I have a good reason to do what I'm doing, but I can't live like that. The person has to live with an awareness of the impact they're having on others. So taking that back to the Lachos Tznius, Bez Hashem, we will clarify that more back in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.